This is Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. The annual Relay for Life of Knox County, which benefits the American Cancer Society, is going on this weekend. And we're going to take a few minutes now to talk about that with Erin Olson, whom you may know from her day job at the Knox County Health Department, but she's also very involved with the Relay for Life, and she's on the line right now. Hello, Erin.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Are you ready for this weekend?
We are. We're getting very ready. Everything's kind of coming all together here in the next 5 days.
Exactly. So I'll start out basically. I think everybody knows what Relay for Life is all about by now, but for those who doesn't, talk a little bit about it.
Relay for Life is an event that is put on by the American Cancer Society, and it is a day-long event where we raise money to help with groundbreaking cancer research, patient care for programs, and they help with research, mission work, education, all of that. And it just raises money to help people who are living with cancer and still fighting for cancer.
Are there indications that we may be closer to a cure for cancer than maybe years past?
There is always people. The American Cancer Society funds people who are trying, you know, to find cures and do all of that all the time. And, you know, they're always finding newer things, so hopefully one day we will have that cure coming soon.
Okay. You mentioned the Relay being a day-long event, although I guess technically it's been kind of that way the whole way it's been running here. In the last couple of years, it's kind of changed in terms of time, so we can all go to bed at a decent hour, right?
You're exactly right. The event is not an overnight event anymore, where we're all staying up all night long, which was a really cool event. That's how it initially was started. But now the event actually is day-long. Our opening ceremony actually starts at noon now.
That's what I'm talking about. Yep. If everything could start at noon, I would be a happier guy.
It'd be perfect. Then you can still sleep in. You can come out and have some lunch, see the opening ceremonies, and you can hang out and do a bunch of fun activities all day. And then the event is our closing ceremony at 10 p.m. So you can be home and in bed by like 10:30.
Perfect. I like the sound of this already.
Heck yeah.
It's those ceremonies. Well, this is a really fun event, and it's a really good time with a lot of your friends and your neighbors, and especially those who have survived cancer, let's say. It's those special ceremonies that are really what it's all about, right?
It is. It is about a lot of, we do have a lot of fun there. We play a lot of different games. But some of our special ceremonies that we do have during this, besides the opening ceremony, we do our survivor celebration, which happens at 6 p.m. At Knox College at the event. And this is where we recognize all of those survivors who are still here living with us. They get to walk around the track and celebrate with each other and celebrate with their caregivers. And it is literally, there's happy tears, there's clapping, it is just one of the happiest times out there. It's a pretty amazing experience.
Yeah, it's not something that I think anybody who goes will be sad about, right? Or at least if they end up feeling sad, they won't feel that way for very long.
No, they won't. This entire event, it does look at, you know, our survivors, and it definitely, we have another celebration or ceremony at 8:30, which is our Luminaria ceremony. So at 6 o'clock, you can come and you can celebrate your survivor, but at 8:30, you can come, and it is our very, very peaceful time, quiet time, where people come and they can remember those who we have lost to this battle, because not everybody does survive, you know, through cancer. We do have some who do unfortunately lose their battle, and this is a time where you can come and you can light a Luminaria bag in honor or in memory of your loved one. We walk a lap in silence along with our bagpiper so we can remember those people and have a very quiet, memorable, simple moment for them.
Okay, now outside of those times of remembrance and what have you, there is a lot of fun to be had, and I know there's different ways where you can come out and have fun, right?
Yes, there's lots of different ways. We've got Hy-Vee, who's going to be out cooking from about noon to 5, so you can come out and eat. We have the Knox County Cattlemen who are coming out. We have a big, we do Twister. We have a ginormous Twister event. We have themed laps. One of our laps is our Lean on Me. It's a buddy lap where they can either dress up as a twin or they can wear a shirt together, you know, as they're walking around. We have a birthday lap where people get to wear their hats. We're going to do, one of our things is at 5:30, we do a Living Hope Award. One of our past members who did pass away, Kate Larson, we do a Kate Larson Living Hope Award, and this is where we present an award to somebody who is just, when you think of Relay, this is who you think of, and the things that they do for Relay. So hopefully we will have some members of our family, and we will have a committee member up there presenting this award, the Kate Larson Living Hope Award, to somebody new this year.
Absolutely. Look forward to that. You also have entertainment throughout the day?
We do have entertainment going throughout the day. We're going to have Amber Hendricks, who is a local singer in mm-hmm. town that we can get out there. We have Galesburg High School cheerleaders. We'll be out doing some stuff. We've got a silent auction going on all the time. Through most of it, we have some other local singers, Tanner and Isaiah, who are coming out around 9 o'clock. We've got Miss Relay, where we have people who dress up in all sorts of, like, kind of queen-like crowns and makeup and dresses, wandering around, and they raise money for Relay. So we have a lot of good stuff going on. We also have the Knox College Improv coming out around 6:30 to do some stuff. So there is a lot of random different things, and this event is open to the public. That's what I really want people to know, is you don't have to be on a Relay team. You don't even have to know anybody there. Just come out and check out our event anytime between noon and 10 and see what it's all about.
And you know, that kind of goes along to my next question here. It used to be, I know, that Relay for Life was the fundraiser, but the fundraiser is not just Saturday. You've been raising money for this all year long, right?
Yes, we've had teams who have been fundraising since last year's event in May. We as a committee have done quarter auctions. We've done trivia nights. We've done things. So we raise money all year long, and we've actually raised about almost $44,000 already this year, and our goal is $109,000. So we still have a lot of teams, you know, that haven't turned in money, and we'll make a lot of money that day. But when we relay for life, and we relay year-round when we do this stuff.
Absolutely. So it's kind of free and open to the public, but bring some money with you to give to the American Cancer Society.
Definitely, for sure. The Luminaria, if you would like to purchase Luminarias, you can go to the relayforlife.org/KnoxIL, and you can purchase them online for $10, or we will also have them for sale all day at the event on Saturday also.
Very good. And if I recall right, if all else fails, there's going to be a certain area radio station with a certain local personality, among others, who might actually be there on Saturday.
There will be, and I'm isn't that person going to be you?
Maybe.
And
yeah.
I also know that we have Eric Hansen, who will be our MC from 5 until 10 on Saturday night. So we're really excited to have him come out and join. And I think this will be his third event, maybe, that Eric's been out there. And you've been out there quite a few years, too, with us.
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. I should say we'll be out there with 105.3 KFM. The problem is I can't remember when I'm supposed to be there, so I ought to look that up before Saturday.
You might want to look that up before Saturday, but hopefully, fingers crossed, we have weather like we did last year, because last year was gorgeous.
Yeah, last year was nice, cool at times, but the sun was out, and it should be a nice event regardless. If it does rain, is it go inside?
Yes, we do have a backup plan, you know, in case we do have inclement bad weather. We do definitely have a backup plan, and we're very fortunate that Knox College has worked with us year after year and is just a great college to work with.
So just plan on coming out and going to the track and the quad area of Knox, and then if not, we'll go inside. Everything will be fine.
Everything's going to be fine, and yeah, just go right before Seymour, right behind Seymour Hall, and you will see all the tents and everything set up, and that's where we'll be from noon until 10 on Saturday.
And how can folks find more information?
They can go to relayforlife.org/KnoxIL and can get all that information on there.
All right. I look forward to seeing you Saturday, Aaron.
All right. Thanks, Will.
Absolutely. Aaron Olson, normally with the Knox County Health Department, in this case with Relay for Life of Knox County. Thanks again, Aaron, and good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
Kim Commando in sports next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.